a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the
guess who's back? Back again. The Talking Feet's back. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? We're back, guys.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
My mic sounds fucked already.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It sounds fine.
Why do you get the crispy mic?
Because I'm
the head of the table. Because I run this podcast.
I'm the head of the table. I'm the CEO. No, we're the CEOs. Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Fit podcast. Woo! Best fitness podcast in the Southern Hemisphere. Lewis and Grace, your hosts. What else? I think that's everything. Get fucking amped. Sorry, we did the Talking Fit classic on you guys and just fucking ghosted yous last week and didn't upload an app and didn't tell you either. We're just really good at that.
We just disappeared. But yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it. Fucking deal with it. I have no idea.
Go get a life.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say to you before, I have no idea how these podcasts, like the You Wouldn't and We Mean Well, upload twice a week. Like, how do you, I mean.
Probably because it's their job and because they have producers and editors.
That's true. But also.
Their niche
is literally just life. Yeah, lifestyle. Like, yeah. Like Will and Pat literally in their new app were talking about fucking hair removing, like, their balls. Like, yeah. You can talk about anything, I suppose, when you've got no particular niche. Like, it's just lifestyle.
That's kind of the beauty of it, though.
Yeah. I mean, we can just talk about, well, we are later in this app. We're going to talk about something that is not fitness related at all.
Do you know who suggested that we branch out of the fitness niche a little bit?
Who?
Bossman Eric.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Shout out Eric. CEO.
That's my CEO right there. All right. Anyway, guys.
Eric doesn't even listen to the podcast.
No one does. No one does. We're fading fast, guys. We are. It's a genuine fact. We're fading fast, guys.
Lara listens. Hey, Lara.
Hey, Lara. Hopefully you listen. Grace. Inform everyone how your fortnight was. Not your week, your fortnight.
Ooh.
How was your fortnight? We've been up to a bit, actually.
It was actually a really great fortnight. Very
productive.
Wholesome, very productive. Mm-hmm. Shit's getting done. But yeah.
Such as? Come on, inform the people.
I don't remember. And I feel like it's always the same shit.
I guess you can talk about the weekend we've just had.
Well, hang on. I'm getting there.
Oh, you want to get there? Okay.
Just let me process. Yeah, so training's been good. I've started a new split today. Exciting.
Yep.
Uni's been good. I have adjusted finally to a routine. I was so stressed out start of semester, but everything always works out, guys. Remember that. So that's going well. I'm getting some more clients, which is exciting. Shout out JLF Fitness.
You are.
Yeah, so I picked up some more clients. That's going well. I really want to put some more energy into that so it can become my full-time gig on the side of uni, which is really great. And then, we went away for the weekend. The weekend that has just been, which was awesome, went to the Hunter Valley, had a great time. I loved it.
We used the Christmas present that Mum got Grace and I, which was like a two-night away thing at vacation or night, two nights away at the Hunter Valley. Where was it? Hunter Valley Resort.
Yeah. And you know what else has been good? I've been ticking off those activities that I said I wanted to do in a previous episode. I've gone for a run.
You have?
Recently. We've played basketball.
We have.
We've played tennis.
We did. We played tennis when we were away, like bougie individuals. We've rock climbed.
We've rock climbed.
We just haven't done golf yet.
Fuck yeah. We haven't done golf yet.
The weather's not permitted for it recently.
We're booking in a golf day soon. Yep. And I want to get back on a horse. So
well, that's happening soon.
That's happening soon too. Which
keep your eye out for that because Grace will make sure everyone knows about it.
Sweat on everyone, yeah. So
she'll make sure everyone knows about it.
Of course I will.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move straight into the contents of this episode.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, well, fuck you then.
Just kidding. Lewis, how have you been?
Oh my fortnight has been, it's been all right. It's been not too bad. Not too bad. Good. Not a lot. Well, we obviously went away on the weekend. That was nice.
That was lovely.
What else? I literally, as you were talking, was thinking about what I was going to say, and now it's just
so
like...
So you don't actually listen to me when I talk?
No, I do.
You don't?
The Olympics finished. The Olympics finished.
Oh, I love the Olympics.
We didn't fully... We recapped the first week.
I'm so sad.
We did well.
Over.
Shout out the Aussies. Best Olympics ever, in terms of golds anyway. We came fourth. How fucking good
is that?
That
is actually so
solid. You know how they throw up the per capita thing and they're like, oh, well, Stroh's not actually number one. Well, how many gold medals does St. Lucia have? One. How many fucking gold medals does Dominica have? One. Like, don't chat to me. Yeah, per capita they win that. But they fucking have one. We have the most gold medals with the smallest per capita out of any fucking nation. Technically, we came fourth. And if you compare us to the top 10 countries, we are by far better in per capita. So we're just fucking goated.
Yeah.
Shout out Ray Gun. Shout out Ray Gun.
I was going to say that, but then I was like, oh.
What?
I don't know.
Are you a hater?
I'm a bit skeptical of Ray Gun, might I say.
No, she's an icon. I reckon she's like lapping
up. She's not
up.
An icon. Do you know what allegedly happened for her to get into the Olympics?
Yeah. It wasn't her husband, the selector or something.
Yeah. That's a bit suspect. Sorry.
Well, you know what? She did good because she's made a name for herself.
Yeah, and she's made a really
shit name. They've literally memed her on
the
Jimmy Fallon show. They've memed her. She's been memed on the Jimmy Fallon show.
That's
huge.
That's the sort of name she wants for herself.
She's memed out of her mind. No, well, any publicity is good publicity at the end of the day. So
you know
she's probably laughing about it, honestly.
I agree to that to an extent, but imagine.
You just got to roll with the punches at
that point. Imagine going to a lecture and you know that.
I'm just going to start recording.
Ray Gunn's the professor. You always start recording when I'm mid-flow in a sentence, as if I already don't have enough trouble getting out a coherent, flowy sentence. You always go, oh, hang on, let me just
well,
record.
I just forgot.
But yeah,
imagine Ray Gunn's imagine, your lecturer. What's she going to be doing?
Imagine, yeah.
The walking, principles of breakdancing.
Lewis, she's a professor at a university, yeah.
Wow, well, that'd be fucking
she's
awesome.
She's like a business professor or some shit.
You couldn't take
know.
It serious.
No. Oh, no, she's not a bit. She does some weird, like, it's some heaps random degree sort of facet that she teaches. But yeah, she's a lecturer.
Yeah, well, she's an icon. That's
yeah, well,
what.
I
she's
would,
like,
I don't know.
Eddie the Eel.
It's Eddie the Eagle.
No, Eel.
No, Eagle.
Eel.
Eddie the Eagle. Well, he's the skier.
No, the swimmer. I'm talking about the swimmer in the 2000 Olympics.
Well, I'm talking about the skier, the guy.
Is it Eddie? Yeah. Or Eric the Eel. Eric something.
It's not fucking Eddie because it's Eddie the Eagle.
Or Eric the Eel. I'm talking
jumper.
About.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't care. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
That was a good movie.
Eric the Eel. He swam the slowest 100 meter ever. Because he came from an African country and learnt how to swim a few months before the Olympics because they had a swimming team.
Well, how did he make it in?
Oh, tryouts for the swimming team. He was the only one that rocked up.
How did he make it in, though?
Well, they got to put an athlete forward. They were allowed to put an athlete from their country forward for swimming.
I love... 100 metres in a pool is low-key quite the distance.
Swam in 2 minutes.
That's actually pretty good.
No, it's not. They swim in about 40 seconds, the actual Olympians. So you can imagine they finished in 40 and then they've got to sit there for a minute 20. Because you can't get out till everyone's done.
Yeah, well, he's significantly better than I am.
Sit there for a minute 20. But because it happened in Australia too, everyone was like fucking cheering him. And that's why he was iconic.
We're such a wholesome country.
Yeah, that's why he was iconic. Because everyone was like, yeah.
We're such a wholesome country. We literally support anyone until they do wrong by us, like Ray Gunn, and then it's tall poppy syndrome central.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we're pretty tall poppy
we're
syndrome.
We're very tall poppy
syndrome
in Australia.
We don't support everyone.
No, I was... we don't support everyone. If you couldn't tell in the audience, that was sarcasm.
Yeah, that's definitely an issue with Australia.
Yeah, I don't know. Ray Gunn needs to maybe pick a new sport.
Yeah, maybe. Well, she's fully gotten rid of breakdancing in the Olympics. She single-handedly took out a sport.
Stopped breakdancing from being in LA.
That's
so
a
well
shame because if you watch the breakdancing, they were really good, some of them. I can see why it belongs in the Olympics too because it was just something too about they go face-to-face with another person and there's a bit of arrogance and cockiness that they throw at them and, you know, like, yeah, like beat that sort of a thing. It's good. I like it. But they're very athletic. They've don't got, get it wrong. They're fucking athletic.
They've got a lot of skill
in. Hey, if artistic gymnastics can be in there, this is just a modern artistic gymnastics.
It's not. It's nothing like it artistic is. Gymnastics. It is. No, it's, do you know what artistic gymnastics is?
Yeah, it's like a floor routine where they dance virtually but do a lot of acrobatic stuff
no,
too.
No, that's the floor routine. Artistic gymnastics is with a ribbon and with a ball.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, even, that's even worse. Even,
no, even worse even than breakdancing. Skillier. No, I can't say that. Skillier. But no, no. Stop. You know what? Breakdancing...
I'm sad to see it go, honestly.
I'm not. Probably,
I'm sad to see it go. Probably, it was a good concept.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Shh. Probably a little bit cringe. Yeah. I don't like the whole acting, like, ooh, like, I'm so much better than you, my
it's sick. No, I like it.
And you know what else?
Like a
you
bit of arrogance.
You know what else I didn't like?
What?
Is you can't hear the music that they're breakdancing to.
That's the fault of the, like, Channel 9 and stuff.
So
that's their fault.
All I can picture is just their shoes squeaking on the floor when they're, like, moving around in silence.
They have to play the music a bit better. But
didn't
yeah.
vibe. Didn't
no,
vibe.
I did. I did. I'm sad to see it go. Oh, you know what pissed me off this morning? I just got to talk about this for a second. Something pissed me off.
What?
I don't know if this pisses anyone else off, but it irked me, right?
This
irked me to my core.
I have not. 24 hours.
Shush, right? No, I haven't. Right? This irked me.
He's in his pessimist era.
So we went to the
just
gym.
Kidding. Love you.
So we went to the gym this morning. Love you too. We went to the gym this morning.
Yeah, what?
And when we got to the gym, I walked in and, you know, first thing I had to do was back and tries was assisted pull-ups, right? And I walk in and it's that classic case, the first fucking thing that I have to do just gets taken. Like, there's people walking over to it and I'm like, damn it. I'm like, fuck. But I'm like, I can live with it. Whatever, I'll do something else first, you know. I was like, and so I was like, I managed to convince myself to do lat pull-downs, which I haven't done in a while. And I was like, oh, okay. And I literally get to the point where I'm like, I walk over to the lat pull-down, I take off the shitty mag grip handle, right? Fucking, I yeeted that halfway across the gym, piece of shit thing. And I went and grabbed the real handle, right? The fucking wide grip one. Put that on, right? And I started, like, you know, I hadn't done any warm-up sets yet, but as I put it on, right, this new handle, and I sort of, you know, had set up and spent a few minutes over there, he's fucking... Tweedledee and Tweedledick, who took my fucking assisted pull-up, right, walking away with their stuff somewhere else. And I was like, hang on. Like, yous were there for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they've just fucked off.
Right. That's so, kind of slaver.
No, but it pisses me off because I was about to, like, I'm fucking midway starting to do, like, pull-down. I wasted my fucking time because they went over for 2 minutes, right, on my machine that I wanted. And, oh, fuck, I don't know what they did. Circle jerked each other. I don't know what you did for 2 minutes on the thing, right? And then just pissed off. And I was like, why? What was the point?
But did you not then just walk over and do pull-ups instead?
Yeah, I did. And it pissed me off. I was like, why did I bother going around to the lat pull-down and convincing myself? No, because I was convincing myself I was going to do the lat pull-down. And I know what everyone's going to say, why don't you just do the lat pull-down? Because I didn't fucking want to, right?
Look, it's annoying. I get it.
Oh, it was frustrating.
I get it.
Pissed me off.
But at least you got to do pull-ups in the end, right?
Yeah, like what? Like 10 minutes later? What a waste of fucking time. Because they were over there bloody humping each other on the machine. That's all they did.
My mic's really tinny.
No, it's not.
You know what? Do you know what?
It annoyed me.
You can't win.
Mm-mm.
You either have to... You can't win.
It's yeah, either, you know what? You know what?
Fuck you if you're on the machine for 2 minutes... Yeah. And fuck you if you're on the machine for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know what?
Just fuck you.
Yeah, no, fuck
piss
you.
Off.
If you aren't myself or Grace, you're another individual that goes into the gym and are working out, I don't like you. Go away. Please leave the gym.
Lewis, you can't say
I'd
that.
I'd rather have the gym all to myself than have anyone else in it because it's just you're annoying. You're a barricade. You're in the way, you know. You are, you know. You're in my fucking personal space, right? No, I say that, and I'm here. I am with a tripod in the fucking gym. No,
peace, unity, love, and respect.
No. It's just sometimes I get in that mood where I'm like, oh, can everyone just fuck off? Hey, like,
you know
I just
what?
Want the gym
We'd
to myself.
That? What? If this podcast blew up and we got rich and then we could make a private gym.
Yeah, well, that's what we've said that. We're going to just buy a gym and live out of it.
Well,
so.
That's what we're going to do. So yeah. Keep an eye out, guys.
Yeah, we're gonna make our own and just live out of it.
Yeah, okay, mad.
Sorry,
anyway.
Sick. Good chat. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast. I also just wanted to let everyone know that me and Lewis are now hybrid athletes.
We are a little bit, actually.
We are hybrid athletes.
Slowly turning into hybrid athletes.
We are elite. We're better than the rest.
Yeah, because literally. We do it all. We've got that arrogance about ourselves now.
No, we're not actually hybrid athletes.
Well, no.
Bodybuilding on top.
No. Can I say?
Always.
We're like casual hybrid athletes.
Live, love, laugh, gym.
Because
we're casual hybrid
recently
athletes.
Recently, we've been doing a bit, actually.
Oh,
so
we've been active, haven't we?
Well, Grace is forcing me to go for a park run on Saturday.
Yes,
and she
guys,
went for a park run a couple weeks ago.
I went for a park run at the start of the month with my friend. Shout out, Emily.
Which we covered.
Emily, who literally has ran a marathon in like 4 hours.
But now Grace.
Emily, who runs sub 25 Ks. Anyway, I went on a park run with Emily to Carrington. And I, on a Saturday morning, literally enjoyed it so much. And it set my day up so well that I'm making Lewis do it with me this weekend.
She's just a bit salty still that I laughed at her time that she ran her 5K.
That is honestly so rude. Did we even talk about that?
Yeah, we did. We covered it the week before because it was a few weeks ago.
Say that I want to see how quick Lewis runs a 5K when A, he's never actually ran a 5K before.
Whoa, hang on. Yeah,
No. Listen to me.
Well, don't even start with that.
I'm not saying that. If you let me talk, let Lewis run a 5K, right?
Yeah.
In these conditions. A, you've never ran a 5K before. Picture that. You've never ran a 5K before.
Oh, right. I can see what you're saying.
Right?
You're saying in your shoes.
You didn't eat breakfast because you woke up late.
Well, that is blatantly your fault. That is silly.
Listen, you didn't have a sports bra on because you forgot it. So you had to wear an actual bra.
Yeah.
And then.
Could have just free-willied it.
And then D or whatever letter I'm up to, you talked the whole 5K.
And that's also on you.
The whole 5K.
Yeah.
Like there actually wasn't a minute where you weren't talking.
Well, that's fine. We will talk and we will both
and then
run.
E,
yeah.
You had a stitch from the like 500 meter mark. So you know what? Right. You give that a go.
You know what? I'm going to ensure that we run a sub 30 minute 5K. We're going to take 5 minutes off that time that you ran.
Easy. I reckon easy. I can easy run a sub 35K, but the conditions that I was under didn't permit for that.
Well, you'll have food this time, adequate nutrition prior
and
to it.
I've never ran a 5K. Guys.
You're looking at the camera. Can you see it?
Yeah. Literally just switched off just then. Okay. I've never ran a 5K before either. So this will be my second ever 5K. And I'm going to run it with Lewis and we're going to see
and
how
we chat.
Go. Oh, and also the last condition that you need to hypothetically run it under is you can't wear actual running shoes. You have to wear like slip-on Skechers you just walked 87 kilometers in.
Yeah.
The previous month.
Well, I'm gonna run in the same shoes I walked 87 kilometers in.
Yeah, but they won't slip on Skechers from Vinnie's.
Yeah, but I tell you what, they're nearly there. Their life is being shortened that much from that.
So until you do all of those things during the 5K, don't talk to me about how slow I was.
All right. Well, I'm gonna ensure that we run a sub 30. We're gonna do it on the Saturday. But anyway, enough of this yarning, argumentative nonsense, right? We were going to say that we've been doing other things recently other than the gym because we're not losers that just have our life revolve around the gym.
It's not like we've preached that for the past 2 years.
Yeah. No, we've that's why I say we're like casual hybrid athletes at the moment because
we're having a bit of fun.
Yeah, Grace has ran a 5K and we're going to run one on Saturday. We've been playing basketball once a week at the moment.
Yeah,
we've been balling, which is
every
good.
Sunday.
We had some really, we went yesterday, so on the Sunday, we had some really competitive like one-on-ones and like Grace started to get the technique down with shooting and she's improving.
Lewis gave me some hot tips and I was actually on
fire.
Yeah, yesterday.
You were good. And I can give you your flowers there.
What do you say? Like my hit rate? Or like, because you know how you'd be like, oh, like my miss rate was really. Oh,
your field goal percentage is what you
My
call
field
it.
Goal percentage was pretty high.
It was pretty good.
It was
pretty good.
And it was just me and Lewis there. So it was just us doing 1v1.
Yeah.
And I actually managed to score some points you against did. Him, which was one of my proudest achievements. She did. So, yeah, basketball has been really fun. And holy shit, it's tiring.
Yeah. And then we've signed up to do some casual netball every Wednesday.
Yes.
I believe. So that's going to happen this week, I think.
Well, you may not.
I'm in two minds. I'm like,
Alex isn't going to be there either.
Oh, well, I may as well not go because it's just going to be me and people I've never met in my life to go play netball with in a sport that I'm not very familiar with, like semi, but not very familiar with.
Netball's a good game.
I'm going to be pulling up at like curry range and they're going to be like, what are you doing? and I'll start dribbling and they'll be like, stop.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
I'm more familiar with my basketball than my netball, so
but yeah, that'll be so fun.
Yeah, well, that might then start the following week because I don't know if I'm too red hot on going if even Alex isn't going to be there.
Yeah, so
fuck's sake, Alex.
I know.
Fuck's sake.
So we're gonna start netball soon, and yeah, we played tennis on the weekend.
Yeah,
for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I was very rusty with tennis. Yeah, Jesus.
But we got there in the end. I think we had some pretty good rallies.
Yeah,
we did.
What else have we done? We've done rock climbing a fair bit recently. That's like we actually fun. Have been doing it. I do enjoy it a lot, but I find it does take quite a toll on my hands.
100%.
And just like my forearms and everything, which is fine, but it's quite physically taxing. So, but I do love rock climbing. I think we are just enjoying these other sports a bit more because we've done the gym now for so long. And for the past few years, we've solely done the gym and that's really it.
And I think neither of us are in a period too where we're really preparing for anything like a show, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can actually put out
energy. We're living life.
Yeah, we're living life. We can put our energy where we want it and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, who I have a question, but who do you think is more competitive out of me or you?
It's hard, you know, because Grace was like screaming yesterday when we were playing basketball, like the top of her lungs. Like,
I'm so obnoxious. I get so heated.
I'd say we're pretty equal. It just depends on the – well, no, we're equal and it's just dependent on if we're any good at the sport or not. Like, true. If we're bad at it, then we're pissed.
Yeah.
Like, you're sort of like that with basketball, but then I'm like that with, like, golf.
Excuse me.
No. But I'm just saying, you were getting pissed decent. Yesterday. You are.
Yeah, because I'm not, like, NBA level. That shits me off. When I know I can make it in the fucking hoop, but I just don't.
You
I'm
don't,
like, what
yeah.
the fuck? Like, yeah. But, you know. Lewis, yeah, so I don't know. I reckon I'm pretty competitive.
I'd say
I get the mega shits.
Oh, you do get the mega shits, like the mega, mega, mega shits too.
I just hate when I
diarrhea shits, like huge.
Yuck. And then it's like the point where you finish a game or something and you have to congratulate the other person and it just
pisses you off.
Burns your insides to go up and be like, oh, good game, well done.
That was
and
like,
you're just raging.
That's like tennis when we've played tennis before. It's like raging. That's why rock climbing is good because I find it's
you're
the one.
Someone.
We're not versing. You're versing yourself. You do get sort of the shits in a way, though. Still, I do get the shits a bit with rock climbing too because you're on a wall or doing holds and I'm like, I know I should be getting this, but you don't.
Yeah.
Or you're like fatigued. Remember when we went at that wall for 40 minutes and I finally got it at the end?
Yes.
But it just did. Pisses you off that you tried it that many times and you
it
were just
took you that long,
getting fatigued.
Do you know what? I think I'm can easily switch between like being competitive and not competitive. Like if we were to just have a hit of tennis and just be like, oh, like let's just have some good rallies. Doesn't matter if you know, make it in or not. And then same with golf.
Yeah.
Like we'll just go hit 18 holes. We're not keeping score. I'm more than happy to be semi shit at it and just have a good time.
Yeah.
But the minute someone says to me, do you wanna have a quick game? Like first to this, first to that.
Yeah, like you make it competitive.
Oh,
yeah.
Or it's like, we're keeping scores for golf today. Mm. Instantly, like I get that nervous feeling. Do you know that like sickly your stomach starts nodding and it's like, fuck, okay.
Yeah, you don't wanna be like you don't wanna lose. Yeah,
and
that's just the competitiveness.
And then you switch on and it just gets oh, it just gets heated.
It even goes like that with Mario Kart when we've played Mario Kart in the past. Grace gets fucking filthy because I'm like cracked at Mario Kart.
What pisses me off too is I'm also fucking cracked at Mario Kart.
She's pretty good, but not as cracked as me.
I'm really, really fucking good at Mario Kart. And I've beaten Lewis a couple multiple times.
The ratio's off though. Like, if we looked at it, like,
you know what pisses me off is this. Lewis will sit there and blow absolute smoke up his own ass as if he's
at Mario Kart.
God.
Oh, because I'm just nice with it.
But I've beaten you.
You have a couple times, but from the RNG that Mario Kart provides, the RNG does get you over the line a few times. You
don't even know. RNG?
Random number generator. It's like luck in games.
Oh, bullshit. I'm so...
You'll sit behind me in second place with a red shell, like, sick.
Well, no,
and then I'll get blue shelled or something right before the finish line. That's RNG.
He's so full of shit. Yeah. No, because that's just blatant lies, and I know you're trying to piss me off.
I'm not.
You know I'm good at Mario Kart, and I have beaten
you. Are good. I'm not denying that.
Fair and square on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
I have beaten you fair and square. No RNG luck bullshit.
Yeah, you
I've
beaten
you.
And you have, and you are good. Just not as good as me.
Well, yeah, fuck off. I am. I am a worthy, worthy competitor in Mario Kart.
I love Mario Kart. It's fucking awesome. It's one of my favorite all-time games, easily. Easily.
Well,
it's
you
so
should.
Nice
well, if, well, if it's oh. so good, if you love it so much, you probably should be a little bit better than what you are.
Can't wait for Mario Kart
because
9.
I haven't played Mario Kart since the days of the Wii.
Yeah, and neither have I, you know? So,
yeah, but you're significant.
I was playing it on DS, actually.
Yeah, and can I also say this, is you are significantly more of a gamer than I am. I don't have that.
Yeah, but Mario Kart? Nintendo games are so different.
I do not have that transferable experience that you can bring to the table, so I hold my own very
well. I played FPS games on the computer, first-person shooter games on the computer. That doesn't translate at all to Mario Kart.
Well, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
not
does.
Even remotely.
Transferable skills, 100%.
It's definitely not.
Yep, it is.
No, it's 100% not.
That would be like saying you going into your job as a radiographer,
yeah,
being like, oh, me working at Oosh hasn't helped me at all in my radiography degree. When it has, because now you know sort of the tendencies and how to handle children better. So it's a transferable skill that you can take over into your new role. The
it's
exact
not,
same thing.
It's
it
not.
Is. And you know what?
It's
I was
not even
I
the same.
Was gonna say something, but you've fucking thrown me off now because you've gotten under my skin.
Typical.
I reckon I'm more you know what? I got an award when I played footy.
Wow.
No.
What?
No, that's not the end of my sentence.
That was, just had a pause.
I got an award when I played footy. It was called the Woman of Steel Award. Because I used to get so shitty.
Cringe.
Well, you know what? Tell that to the people who created the awards. Because I used to get so shitty and fiery on the field that I actually could kill people.
And that's what the Woman of Steel Award was.
Well, I don't know. It just said Woman of Steel Award to
some
me.
Some people say I look
didn't really
like,
ask about it.
Well, I get commonly referred or, you know, like made reference to Clark Kent. And Clark Kent is Superman and he's the Man of Steel. So.
Well, I'm the Woman of Steel.
And there we go. We're the Man and Woman of Steel. So.
But anyway, ooh. I think that I hold my own very well against Lewis, despite our biological discrepancies, which put him at a significant advantage. Still hold my own very well. Shut.
Call the ambulance.
Yeah, anyway. But I, you know what? Get me on a horse, put Lewis on a horse.
Oh, here we go.
So you can last.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what?
What?
I don't know if I should say this, actually.
What?
I don't know.
Go,
if I
say it.
I don't know if I should say this.
Say it, and we'll cut it if you don't. No, just say it, and we'll cut it if you can't.
This is a take that I have.
Okay, go.
I think I am a better footy player than you are.
You probably were. That's not a shit take. If you're judging it off the fact that you were a winger and you scored tries.
I wasn't a winger. I've never once played on the wing.
What did
ever.
You play then?
I played center.
Oh, fucking close enough. That's all I'm going to say.
No, it's because I'm fast, but I'm not.
Yeah, you're fast.
But
you got
to
remember too.
To be on the
wing. You got
to
remember too. If you're like playing footy as a girl, if you're like decent, And then if you compare someone that's playing footy as a guy and they're decent, same skill level, the girl is going to look far better because the pool or the skill pool isn't quite there like it is with the guys.
Is it not relative though?
It's no. Like if you're decent as a girl,
No, but are you not comparing it to like a guy versus a girl?
You also have to remember we're talking about how many years ago was it that you played footy? 4 or 5?
Well, I played league tag in like 2021.
Yeah.
That was the last year I played.
In 2020. Can you stop? Because I can hear that. And 2020 was the last year I played, I think. So about, that was under 17s for me. So about 4 years ago still. The skill pool now is a bit better, I will say.
Maybe 2020 even back then. I stopped.
Yeah, 2020. I reckon that's the case, at least when you were playing.
What?
Is that how many? What's the most tries you ever scored in a game? Just tell me.
3 or 4.
See, that's outrageous. I don't know too many people that I played with that scored 3 or 4 tries in a game. I do know a few, and when you're younger.
The NRL players that do that.
In the NRL, yeah, I suppose. But like, I'm just saying, like,
Well, you were probably just not as good.
What? No, we were great. What do you mean?
Well, all right then. In the grand final, the one grand final that I played in.
Yeah, that you lost.
I'm not.
That
it's a team at,
that we lost to, so don't worry.
Yeah, but we didn't lose convincingly. We lost because of the fucking ref.
The ref. There you go. When in doubt, blame the ref.
No, if you were there, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, footy's a massive team effort, but an accolade of mine is I can say I was the only person to score in our grand final against the other team who also only scored once. So what does that say?
Say that again. I was not paying attention. Sorry.
Oh, I thought that come out really nice.
You were the only one that scored.
I was the only one on our team that scored. Shout out to the girls that helped set up the try for me too against the team we versed who also only scored once.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So what are you trying
to
say?
You're the goat.
No, but I'm just saying
you've been on the news for footy, so you are just, you're better.
No, but I'm just saying that, like, I'm not, like, just decent.
Yeah.
I am decent. Like, I've never played for, like, a proper team.
You could have,
though. But, like, you're trying to downplay my skillage. Because apparently me scoring 3 tries in a game basically just means everyone else was shit that we
were. I honestly thought you scored, like, 5 or 6 in a game. And I'll say that's pretty fucking
No, it was, like, 3 or 4 or something.
Okay. Well, that's fine. No, you are. I can admit that. That's not really a hot take. I was not that good at footy. And you know that. I've not been good at footy.
Had a great team, but shout out Dungog Warriors.
I used to get carried the fuck out of
Shout out team. Dungog Warriors. Great team. We anyone's really listening good
that
players.
Used to play footy with me, you know I was pretty average. That's just a fact. I was quite. I think I scored 4 times in the whole 9 years that I played, so not very many. 4 or 5. Can't quite remember.
That's right.
Plenty of nudie runs.
You found your calling in Mario Kart, so well done.
Oh, wow. Listen to you over there.
Wait. All right. Well,
hang on. We fully forgot to talk about this the last week, and then we nearly forgot to talk about it again this week.
What?
Just quickly, can we talk just quickly? Momentarily?
What?
About going back to the Olympics.
Oh, my God.
The Algerian boxer, that woman that was questionably, you know, not a woman. It was, you know, and there was that whole stink up about it was a transgendered woman being in the, you know, Olympics and stuff like that.
Yes.
That was a wild, like,
I'm
that's.
I'm still confused. I'm not going to lie.
So what came out originally, so that the Italian quit because she was convinced that it was a bloke that she was versing and she got all upset and everything and blah, blah, blah. And this woman is like, look, it obviously she's built in a way that raises some suspicion, right? That's obviously the case.
Mm-hmm.
But it came out she's biologically a woman. There was a huge thing of the people were just instantly like, she's a transgender. No, she's actually a transgender.
Right.
That was confirmed like as not a thing. She is biologically a woman.
So
she was.
Like, what do you mean? I'm confused.
She was born a woman. She did not transgender into a man. Yeah, she was born a woman.
Was she intersex?
She was not born a man transgendered into a woman.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
And the only thing that was, I think, a bit shady was she failed a few, or I haven't done my thorough research either, but what I'd heard was the only thing was she failed a few testosterone tests or something. Her test was a little bit high. Like, it was higher than the average woman's, right? But overall, she was not a transgender. She was born a woman that just had higher levels of testosterone.
So what I've heard is, A, she's a transgender.
Yeah.
B, she's intersex.
No. Okay, so...
C... Yeah, she's just got really high
testosterone. It was confirmed at least that she was born a woman. She was not. See, originally, everyone thought she was born a man, transgendered into a woman, because that's what this other woman that she verse made out to be.
And we all know that's fucked up.
And the media went bang like that, like instantly took it and ran with it. Can I say it's the fault of the media that there was ever this issue anyway, because they took, everyone's blaming the fucking woman boxer, right?
Imagine how she'd be feeling.
Yeah,
then.
But like the media blew it out of proportion like that, just went bang and just took it and ran with it. There was things of like domestic violence coming up and stuff and being like, this is not okay. And yes, if she was a transgendered woman, right, so she was born a man turned into a woman, that's fucking, that is wrong.
Yeah,
and it should not
so
be in the case. And it should not be in the case of a physical contact sport like boxing. Never, never, ever. And I heard there was a stupid, you know, like I swear there's people out that would defend people that are transgender for transgender rights. No, even if she was born a man, there's nothing wrong with it. Fuck yourself. If you think that, sit on this and fucking rotate, right? No, that should never be a case. In an ideal world, they would be transgendered games. They can have their own games, right?
Yeah.
They can have their own games.
Valid.
But the thing that I think is a little bit interesting, again, I didn't look into it enough, is her, like, testosterone levels being high. And, like, I'm pretty sure there was a maybe some questioning about that, which, I don't know. That's a hard one because she's doing boxing too. If she was fucking had high testosterone levels and was doing fucking skeet shooting, no one would have questioned it. Yeah. Like, it would have been whatever.
Well, can I just say, firstly, or do you want to keep talking?
No, you go.
Because I just want to give my thoughts.
Yeah, give
on
your
it
thoughts.
All.
Give your thoughts.
Well, I just think it's weird. Like, how could the media fuck up so bad to paint this picture that she's transgender? Like, that's a massive call.
Yeah.
Because we know it's super controversial. So L on the media for doing that, if she's literally just a woman with high testosterone levels. B, I keep saying, like, A and B.
Yeah.
Next thing, I don't know. Like, it makes you think about some things, right? So isn't there, don't they sort of do testing to test for these sort of hormone levels and stuff? When they sort of do, like, steroid testing or whatever?
Yes, they get blood work.
Is there not a limit? So if you present...
There would be.
If you present over a certain limit,
then
you're raising alarm bells and you're a bit suspicious and you probably shouldn't be allowed to compete because you're at an advantage then.
There would be. And there, see, that's where I'm getting the point where... I don't know exactly what it was in her case. That's just one thing I've been told. But again, we were told by the media she was a transgender and it was wrong. That raises a tricky thing of, say her test was high for like a woman, right? Too high, over the limits of whatever WADA put out or whatever, but it's natural. Let's just say natural, right? She could just generally, she could just be a genetic freak of nature.
Yes.
Right? Literally just a genetic one of one thing.
Yeah.
But in saying that, you're going into a sport like boxing, which is dangerous to be on the other end of someone who is a genetic freak. But I suppose there's been guys that have come up against other guys that have been genetic freaks. Yes, but also they do things to keep people safe, like weight divisions and things like that. Like, you could be going up against someone that, you know, like her, who is like maybe in the right weight division, right? But she's fighting at a level that she could almost beat people 20 kilos heavier than her because she's got this extra testosterone.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, do they not bring in some sort of threshold?
You would think so. But then, see, there'd be people out there to say that's discriminating because she's a genetic freak. How can she prevent that?
But then couldn't... I don't know.
Which, in my mind...
It's really
tough. For boxing, it's hard because it's literally dangerous. But, I mean, at the end of the day, no one goes into the boxing ring thinking it's not dangerous. So you sort of know what you're signing up for regardless. In a way, I was there like, well, if that's what it is, unlucky. Like, genuinely unlucky. Yeah. Sometimes shit happens in life like that and that's just unfortunate.
So if it is the case where she's, like, fully biologically a woman and genetically she just does have high testosterone levels... And you are versing her in the boxing ring.
Yeah.
Like, that's, is that not just part of it?
But see, obviously the higher testosterone levels would be alarm bells for steroids.
Well, that's what I mean, though.
So they'd obviously have to be confident with it. As confident as they can be, anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In an ideal world where everything's like, she's natural, she's a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just been blessed genetically and has like higher test levels. She can't really help it.
Yeah.
Well, then, like, that's what boxing is.
Yeah, it is a case of, it's just unlucky.
It is just unlucky.
It is unlucky.
Somebody made the comparison, like, well, what, would you kick Usain Bolt out of the 100-meter sprint?
Yeah, because if they ran genetically, tests on him.
Because genetically he's probably just a little bit more advantaged than the other athletes.
That's true.
Would you kick him out of the 100-meter sprint?
But was his testosterone at a high level? That's like at an unnaturally high level.
Yeah, well, was hers at an unnaturally high level?
That's what I don't know. I don't know, and that's why I'm not speaking too much into it.
I was going to say, I'm not going to give too much of an opinion. I'm sort of going to stand neutral because I literally do not fucking know anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I haven't delved too. She ended up winning gold,
so, and a lot of people were like, "Good on her." And if she's, you know what, good on her if that is the case.
I was going to say
that she was slandered incorrectly.
Yeah, if she's literally just shown up to the Olympics naturally as a woman.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to say
she's the best in the world.
Like
then.
Like Will did off the You Wouldn't podcast, sit here and call everyone a transphobe and a homophobe and an old white man that thinks that, because at the end of the day, if she was transgendered, she should never be allowed in it.
100%.
And that's just, and you can sit there and say, oh, that's your fucking transphobe, homophobe or whatever. No, it's not. That's just genuinely, it's just not safe, unfair, and it does promote domestic violence. And it does promote unsafe, you know, it's like the Romanians at the moment doing this fucking outrageous shit of having like doing MMA fights where it's two women versus a guy.
That's stupid.
Like they're padded up and shit, but it's just dumb. It's like, why are we doing that, promoting it?
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to know who wins that sort of a fight. We just don't. There's no world where, we need to know who wins that.
I'm going to stand on the side that she did everything right and the media's trying to fuck it over for her.
It's a huge issue with the media.
And it is what it is.
They should be honestly sued for coming out with incorrect stuff
and
like that.
And you know what? Maybe sort of test levels and hormone levels maybe need to be looked into a little bit further. The future to sort of stop this sort of turmoil.
Yeah.
But I think, that was crazy.
Yeah, that
was
wild.
There was a few scandals in the Olympics this year, actually. Like, I don't think it was talked about enough that fucking child rapist molester that was allowed to compete.
Yeah.
That's shit ass. That is so shit from whoever allowed him to compete. I hope he dies.
Yeah.
I hope he dies really slowly.
Yeah.
And goes to hell.
Yeah. No, I do too. Anyway.
I hope someone rips his limbs off slowly while he's fully conscious.
Conscious, yeah.
And then skins him and then pulls out his organs.
Christ.
And smears his organs over his
face.
My
goodness.
And then just leaves him until he dies. That's what should happen to fucking child molesters and rapists.
That is true.
They deserve the worst of the worst.
Yeah,
they don't deserve to compete in the fucking Olympics. That's a privilege.
That's outrageous.
That's a joke. Anyway.
Anyway, what else do we need to chat about? We just wanted to cover that quickly. Well, quickly.
We needed to cover it. Come to the conclusion that
we
needed
to cover us, any steroid bloody transphobes that we are. We needed to cover it.
No, sorry, I'm not a transphobe.
No, neither am I. Yeah, you're not. You go to what's the club called?
What club?
The in Newcastle, the gay one.
Bernie's.
Yeah, you're a fan of Bernie's.
Anyone can go to Bernie's. I love Bernie's.
Yeah, but it's like a...
I love the environment in there. It's
like
great.
A trans club too. So that's why I mean you're not a transphobe because you go to Bernie's.
I don't even like you throwing that word around.
What, transphobe?
Yeah. Don't joke about us being transphobes because we're not.
We're not.
Anyway.
Grace, I discovered the other day, has got... Well, I've discovered this slowly over the course of our relationship, has some of the worst geography knowledge I've ever known out of someone, to the point where it's infuriated me as someone who has reasonable geography knowledge. The other day, she thought, you know what? There's probably a lot of people out there that do.
Can I just say this before you begin and make me out to be really stupid? I'm not really stupid.
No, you're not.
I'm actually academically...
You're just misinformed.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Academically.
Yeah.
I came first in geography in year 8.
I don't know how that happened.
In my whole year.
I don't know how that happened. I'd sus on the teacher.
I just have Mr. Reese shout out. Oh, my God. If you know, you know. I just have zero interest in where countries are.
Yeah, but just be prepared to be called a silly person.
I'm just grateful that those countries exist.
Yeah.
And if somebody else knows how to get me there, well, then it's good enough for me. I just don't really give a fuck, like, who borders who and, like, I just don't care.
Well, just be prepared to be called out as a silly person when you think Jamaica is an African country and you don't know what the Caribbean is and you didn't realise that the USA and Mexico border each other.
I did realise that. That's a lie.
Well, you messaged that to me. I've got it on my messages here.
You know what? If I could pop it up on screen, the photo that Lewis showed me, it was extremely unclear that they were connected.
You should just know that.
I did know that because they built a wall. But anyway,
they built a wall.
Geography is probably like I'm least confident in geography, but I'm not silly. So obviously, I'm pretty smart in the subjects that I'm interested in.
What I originally wanted to do,
to suck my own dick.
Yeah, you've made your point, right?
I just don't want you to think I'm stupid.
Right. What I wanted to do originally was get up a map of the world, like a blank map, and then point to countries and be like, "To Grace, what is this? What is this? What is this?" But it's pretty fucking shit to listen to if you're going to sit there and listen to us, you know, do that. It doesn't, you know, it's not very good for, like, listeners to be listening to that stuff. So we're going to do these things that are, I'm just going to ask Grace questions of, like, name a country that starts with such, or name a country that borders such, you know, like blank, you know, we'll just do it like
that. And you have to also ask me some more interesting ones too.
Okay. Well, we'll try and you can play along at home. This is completely non-talk and fit related, but I just thought I've got to quiz you because this is disgraceful that your geography knowledge is this in the bin, right? It is. We'll start off easy. I'm just going to go through a few different questions here. Name a country that starts with N, the letter N.
Nigeria.
Easy. All right. You could have said a vast majority of countries there, guys. Name a country that starts with D-O.
Dominican Republic.
Yes. Good job. See, here we go. She's a bit switched on. We have done a few of these in the past, so I'm questioning whether she's just remembered.
He's asked me these before.
Name a country that starts with S-W.
Sweden.
Yes. Yes, you could have said Switzerland as well. So if you said Switzerland.
I have a great memory too, I will say that.
Name a country.
So this is probably not the best question.
Okay, name a country with a flag that has only blue, white and red. There's Australia. A lot here. Yeah, Australia. Could have said France, could have said North Korea, could have said Russia, UK, Nepal, Cambodia, all right, Cuba.
Could have said Wooda.
So there's stacks. Name a country that starts with the letters S-E.
Serbia.
Good. There we go. You do remember this. I think I've given you that one before.
You've given me all of these
I'm going to a map and I'm going to ask you what country's neighbour what. We go. So I'm getting out my map. So currently Grace has got everything right because she just remembered that whole quiz. I'm going to do some of my own here. Name a country.
Don't make it too hard.
That is directly north of Australia. There's a couple.
Bali.
That's not a country. Remember, right, we went over this. Yes. There we go. If you said Bali and you thought Bali was a country, do your research. All right. Name, let's see.
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, you could have said Papua New Guinea. Name a country that borders Spain.
Portugal.
Do you know the other one? There's only two.
France.
Yeah, there we go. Name, other than Spain, a country that borders France. There's a fair few here.
Borders France?
Yeah.
Netherlands?
No. Don't say Amsterdam.
Sweden?
No.
Have I been there?
Yes. To one of these countries, yeah.
What?
Come on.
Spain.
Grace, you've only been to like three fucking countries. Like
Switzerland.
Well, okay, yeah, Switzerland does count. There's also Italy.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Monaco, Italy. Germany, Luxembourg and Belgium.
All right.
What country is located directly west of the United Kingdom? Wonder if you'll know this. It's almost like a trick question.
Ireland.
Yeah, there we go. I thought you were almost going to not get that. Name me.
I'd like to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody.
Do you know? Let's see.
Hang Conor on. McGregor.
Name a country.
Olivia Neal.
That borders Denmark.
I'd like to apologize. The Netherlands.
No.
Poland.
No.
Switzerland.
No.
Denmark.
There's really
Ukraine.
No. There's really only one.
Russia.
No.
What? There's one.
Denmark is west, sort of northwest Europe. It's still near.
Yeah.
It's near France and stuff.
Spain.
No. It's north of France.
France.
No. Another big.
Switzerland.
No.
Sweden.
See, I think. Poland. I don't know if they count Sweden as a neighbouring country, but I'll give you Sweden.
What is it?
Just because it is right next to it. And they what would is it, they then? Would share a border. Germany.
Oh, Germany. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's go. Oh. I won't test you too much on your African knowledge. I might. Just because mine's a bit rough, too.
Guys, Lewis is the sort of person you could show him, I would probably say 95% of the world flags, and he'd be able to tell you what world flag it is, and I'm not
my flag knowledge. My flag knowledge is pretty on point. Anyway,
it's on point.
Name me a country that borders Brazil. See what your South American geography is like. There's lots.
Puerto Rico.
No.
Peru.
Yes, Peru does. So good work.
Venezuela. Is Venezuela one?
What is the name of the ocean that sits between Europe and and North America?
Indian?
No. Indian, yeah.
The Indian Ocean is an ocean.
Yeah, but why would it be called the Indian Ocean when it's between North America and Europe?
It's not the Pacific, is it? Oh, what? Pacific, Atlantic.
Yes, it's the Atlantic Ocean. Name me a country that borders India.
Oh, Pakistan.
Yeah. Do you know another one? There's a few.
Fuck. Can I say Sri Lanka?
It technically doesn't share a land border, so I'm going to say no.
Indonesia?
No.
It's not Afghanistan, is it?
No.
Oh, Kazakhstan.
No.
Malaysia?
No.
Do I know it?
Yes.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, the one that you should
China.
Know.
China.
Yes, there we go, China. Yeah.
That's so random. There's
also Bangladesh
to me.
And Nepal.
I don't know why. I didn't know that China
and Bhutan
was near
and Myanmar.
India. That's random.
I've been telling you about this in my book. They share the Himalayas.
I know. That's why I knew Pakistan.
Let me go back to the quizzes, actually. Because these give me a bit better of an idea. Name a country that ends in N-I-A.
Tanzania.
Tanzania is one of them. Name me a country that starts with S-E. Oh, we already did that. Hang on. Name an Asian country that starts with M.
Malaysia.
Yep. Name a country that starts with R-W.
R-W?
Yeah.
R-W.
Yeah.
I don't remember this one.
Good.
I remember talking about it. I don't remember.
R-W.
It's like Rowenia. Can you give me a hint?
You're sort of on the right
know.
Page with going like Rowenia in a way.
Row? Is it like row?
No, it's
Rowa.
It's Rowa.
Is it?
Rowa.
Rowa. Rowa. Rowania?
Rowania.
Rowan.
No.
I've never heard of something that starts with RW. That's Rowania.
Rowania. It's like Romania
it's
with a W.
It's not even grammatically correct. How does that work?
Rwanda.
Oh, Rwanda.
Rwanda.
That's just silly
That's the one
spelling.
You must have forgotten. Name a country that starts with G.
Germany.
There we go. Name a country that starts with I but ends in A.
starts with I and ends with A.
Yes.
So it's not Iceland or it's not Ireland.
It's only two of them.
Oh, India.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that was, yeah, I knew that.
Name a country. Oh, do you know the other one?
Indonesia.
Yeah, there you go. Name a country that starts with S-U.
Sudan.
Oh, look at you going like Sudan. Name the top three biggest countries by landmass.
Russia. That's USA. One of them.
Yeah.
Countries.
Yeah.
Russia, USA. Fuck, I remember this, but I
Come
don't
on.
Remember.
You got it.
Canada.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easy. All right, we'll do a couple more because you're getting these pretty good.
Yeah, see, I'm not that bad. The only ones I've gotten wrong are like the tricky ones, like Rwanda.
I'm going on to a website and I'm going to go, do you know all the names of the five oceans in the world?
Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. Are seas oceans?
No, they're seas.
Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Atlantic, Antarctic Ocean.
Mm.
Oh, the Arctic Ocean.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, is that all of them? Yeah. Antarctic, Arctic, yeah. And what's the first one?
Antarctic, Arctic, Atlantic, Pacific,
that's
Indian.
It. Let's go.
Can you name me two countries that the Nile River runs through?
Ooh, that one's tough.
Well, there's one that's obvious.
So, Nile.
What?
I don't know. Why would it be obvious?
Two
it's
countries
Nile.
That the river Nile runs through. Nile. Nile's what? It's not a country. Do you know where in
why
the world?
Obvious then. No, I don't know. Is it in Africa? The Amazon.
Yes.
It's in the Amazon.
That's not in Africa.
It's
here we go. It's what we wanted. We wanted crisis. Look, this is her real knowledge here. This is not the quizzes that she remembers.
I'm not even just like.
Oh, name me one then. Name me one.
I don't even want you to think I'm just being silly. Like, genuinely. Like, I'm just not very. I just don't really know.
Name me one. There's one that's at least obvious.
Fuck. Is it an African country? Is it in Africa, the Nile?
Yes. That's why I said yes before.
Madagascar.
No. It's North Africa.
Chad?
Northeast Africa.
Egypt.
Yes. That's Egypt has the River Nile. That's the main, like...
Yeah, I didn't know that.
...area of the Nile.
Egypt has pyramids. And camels. I love camels so much.
What's
the other one?
You know...
What was the other one?
Oh, but there's like, it goes through Sudan into Ethiopia.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have known.
Djibouti. name me a country that Syria borders. Let's see.
Iran.
No.
Iraq.
Yes. Ooh, let's go back to these questions. I'll give you a couple more and then we'll be done.
If I put like time and effort into learning geography a bit more, I 100% would be pretty competent in it.
Do you know what the capital of Mexico is?
Rio. No, that's Brazil.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, well, that's not even the capital of Brazil, but yeah, the capital of Mexico.
Do I know it?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I'll know it when you say it, but I just don't know it off the top of my head. Cancun. Mexico City.
Yeah.
Mexico City. There we go.
Wait, this is an interesting question. See if you sort of know here. You might not. But I feel like, actually, this could be tricky. What U.S. state is home to no documented poisonous snakes?
What the fuck?
Think, though, of U.S. states.
New York City.
Think of U.S. states.
Washington.
No. Think of U.S. states. They're not on the mainland, essentially. Like, they're not part of that, like...
Alaska.
Yes, there we go.
Makes sense.
Do you know what the capital of Canada is?
Ottawa.
Yeah, there we go. Ottawa Charter.
I knew that.
Do you know what the capital of Thailand is?
Bangkok.
Yeah. Do you know what the name of the smallest country in the world is?
Ooh, I do not.
You do. You do.
New Zealand.
You've been to the smallest country in the world.
Oh, Dubai. Oh.
I love how you say it with chest and it's still wrong. No.
Switzerland.
No.
I've been there.
You've been there.
It's not Australia, is it?
No.
No way.
God.
Italy.
It's in Italy.
Oh, Venice.
No.
Wait, a country
yes.
in Italy.
Yes. You know this.
Hold on. Make that make sense. A country in Italy.
Yeah. Italy is the sole border of it.
Oh, no, I know what it is.
You got it.
The Vatican.
Yeah, Vatican City.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right, I think we'll end it there.
That was a long quiz.
Yeah, that was a long quiz.
You know what? I passed, though.
Yeah, until you said some... Oh, Nile.
You go, what does the Nile River pass through? It's obvious, Grace.
Oh, Dubai.
Nile is the first thing that you're going to think
of. Capital of Mexico, Rio. There we go. All right. Stop. I'm happy with that. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you enjoyed the quiz a little bit.
Maybe I should quiz you on something.
Yeah, you should. You should. If you guys did along that quiz and you struggled, let us know. If you did well, let us know too.
As if they're going to message and be like, I'm yeah.
As if any
so
of you bastards message. As if you message anyway. You useless pricks. Message us. We're
Do you
lonely.
Know what? We've had a couple people message like when we've told you guys to give us a message.
We have.
Shout out Henry.
Yeah.
I remember Henry's messages once. Shout out.
That's it. That's it. You're on your own.
There's a couple more people. I just don't remember off the top of my head.
Well, hopefully in the next week or two, I've got to get onto the bastard.
I need to go in literally a minute.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can get onto this guest that we're wanting to get on.
Oh, yes.
This will be a very fun episode if we
so
get
hilarious.
He or she on.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And Is it a hint? You may or may not know who it is, but I would say that this person is in love with Judas.
Ooh. Judas.
Mm, so we'll leave you with that. But I'm not going to, you know,
the
person hasn't even responded, so I'm not even going to, you know, I'm not even going to say anything yet because.
Guys, we actually just got a Talk and Fit Pod message.
Off who?
From 5WXU8WRIG Barbara. Hey, reaching out from Narcy Promo. I think you're the perfect match to showcase our jewelry collection.
Oh my God. No way.
Jewelry collection.
That's insane. Who's dumb enough to believe
Lovely.
That shit anyway?
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I have to go.
Yep, we both do. Alrighty.
Appreciate you.
Love
all.
You all. Sorry for keeping you waiting an extra week for this episode.
Will we be back next week?
You won't know. You won't know till later. All right. Love you all.
Bye.
Catch ya.